Have you ever had one of those days where, you finally sit down on the couch at night and you feel completely, utterly drained, but you haven't actually done anything physically demanding all day?
Oh, yeah. Like you didn't run a marathon, you didn't lift any heavy
Right.
boxes.
You mostly just sat at a desk or, navigated your normal daily routine. Yet your bones just feel so heavy. You feel like you've been running at an absolute sprint for 12 hours straight.
It is a really profound, almost bone deep fatigue. And I mean, we have this tendency in our modern society to measure our tiredness exclusively by physical exertion.
Yeah, totally.
If the pedometer on your wrist says you only walked like 2,000 steps, you just assume you shouldn't be tired.
Which is such a trap because that physical measurement is completely leaving out your cognitive load, right? And that invisible weight of mental fatigue is exactly what we are focusing on for today's deep dive.
Such an important topic.
It really is. So we are exploring a really fascinating discussion guide today titled Mental Exhaustion is Real. It comes to us from the Faith Themes GP framework.
Right, which is a source that generally tackles the intersection of real life struggles and faith-based resilience.
Exactly. And specifically, they focus on this concept called guard your peace. So our mission today is to pull this apart. We want to understand the invisible weight of mental fatigue, look at how it's affecting people across the globe differently, and, uncover some timeless practical wisdom for protecting your peace in a really noisy world.
And before we jump into the details, it's worth noting that the source sets a really validating tone right out of the gate.
How so?
Well, it points out that we often don't even realize how overwhelmed we are by information, expectations, and responsibilities until we hit total, undeniable exhaustion. We just wait for the crash.
Okay, let's unpack this. It's like a computer that looks perfectly fine on the outside, but the internal fan is screaming because there are 100 background applications running and draining the battery.
That is a perfect way to look at it. You can't see the apps, but the machine is overheating.
Yeah.
And the source highlights what they call a triad of overload that causes this.
The triad, right?
Which is too much information, too many responsibilities, and too many expectations. You're not just tired, you're overloaded.
Overloaded. That makes so much sense when you contrast physical wellness with mental drain.
Exactly. From a psychological standpoint, every single piece of information requires cognitive energy to process. When you're constantly taking in data without any sort of release valve, it leads directly to depletion.
So let me ask you this then. If our bodies are resting on the couch, why do our minds feel like they are running a marathon? Are we basically drowning in a sea of our own expectations?
In a way, yes, because lying down on the couch doesn't automatically mean your mind is resting.
Oh, right, because you're still thinking.
Constantly. If your body is horizontal, but your mind is actively worrying about tomorrow's presentation or, absorbing the stress of the news on your phone.
You're not resting.
Right. You are actively consuming. Your brain is working just as hard as your muscles would during intense physical labor.
That is so wild to think about. And, it's an incredibly isolating feeling. When you're sitting on that couch overheating, you tend to think you're the only one failing at balancing all of this.
Oh, for sure. You think everyone else has it figured out.
Exactly. But if this overload feels isolating, looking at the global landscape presented in the source proves it is actually a universal human experience right now. It's a global epidemic, but with local flavors.
And the source actually takes us on a tour across different continents to illustrate this.
Right, and here's where it gets really interesting. It's like the entire world is experiencing the exact same earthquake, but the buildings are shaking for entirely different structural reasons.
I love that analogy because what's fascinating here is the pattern that emerges. Despite drastically different geographical and cultural triggers, the resulting symptomatic exhaustion is completely identical.
It really is. So let's walk through some of these case studies they mentioned. Like in North America, the text points to the professional who is constantly checking emails and notifications.
Resulting in severe burnout. The lesson there is that constant activity simply equals exhaustion.
Right. And then you see a mirror image of that same exhaustion in Asia, but the trigger is completely different.
The focus shifts to a student studying under immense, crushing pressure to succeed academically and professionally.
Which shows that balance is absolutely essential.
Exactly. And then the text looks at the UK and Europe.
Oh, yeah, the fast-paced modern lifestyle.
Right. People juggling fast-paced work while dealing with the stress of rising costs, they just feel emotionally drained.
Because that mental load really matters. It's constantly running in the background.
It is. And in Africa, the source highlights the entrepreneur. They are navigating immense opportunity, but also significant challenges at the exact same time.
Which takes a huge toll.
Yeah.
It proves that even when responsibilities are positive or ambitious, they still need rest.
Absolutely. And then we see survival and community pressures amplify in places like the Caribbean.
Right, where families are balancing the normal demands of daily life with the heavy, heavy work of physical and economic rebuilding.
Yeah, and the lesson there is that true recovery takes a lot of time.
It does. And finally, looking at South America, the text notes the complex balance of maintaining incredibly strong community ties while navigating economic stress.
Which is tough, because a strong community is wonderful, but you carry the emotional weight of everyone around you. It shows that even really strong people need support.
Yeah, different places, same exact feeling. Which brings us to a really striking pivot in this deep dive.
Right, the proposed solution.
Because everything we've just discussed feels like a uniquely modern crisis, right? We blame smartphones, the 24/7 news cycle.
Oh, constantly.
But it's shocking to realize from the Facebeams guide that the antidote they present is actually ancient.
Yeah, it introduces some historical biblical blueprints for rest, which provides a really brilliant contrast to our current cultural obsession with endless output.
The source specifically highlights the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 31.
Right, where Jesus is surrounded by massive crowds.
Exactly. And he says to his disciples, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest."
It's a really powerful example. The text uses it to point out that if a historical figure like Jesus recognized the necessity of stepping away from the crowd to function,
then we definitely need to do the same. The text basically says rest is not weakness, it's wisdom.
Yes.
So what does this all mean for us? Why do modern professionals feel so guilty for taking a break when historically, even Jesus had to take a time out from the crowds to function?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it boils down to how our society has chosen to measure human worth. We equate value with output.
Right. If you're not producing, you're failing.
Exactly. But the source introduces another directive to counter this. From Proverbs 4, verse 23, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart."
Guard your heart. It sounds almost defensive.
It is. And that's the point. It frames guarding your heart or guarding your peace not as a passive surrender, but as an active defensive strategy. You are actively assessing what you allow to enter your mind. You are protecting your peace.
So taking that ancient philosophy of guarding the heart and translating it into daily actionable steps,
How
do we actually do that? The art of doing less.
The source lays out some highly practical reset steps for this.
Okay, what are they?
First, deliberately taking breaks from constant information. Turning off the intake valve.
I desperately need to do that.
We all do. Second, spending quiet time strictly for reflection or prayer. Third, actively limiting what you allow into your mind overall.
Yeah.
And fourth, practicing the discipline of resting without guilt. The guide highlights this counterintuitive truth. Doing less is exactly what your mind needs.
Okay, but it's easy to say limit what you allow into your mind. But when you're a parent or an entrepreneur, putting your life on Do Not Disturb feels like intentionally dropping a juggling pin.
It really does feel that way.
Right. How do we do less without feeling like we're failing at the things that actually matter?
It's a completely valid tension. But the source points to a really ultimate global reflection to answer that. It states, you cannot pour from an empty mind.
Empty mind. Not an empty cup, an empty mind.
Exactly. Letting go of what we cannot control is actually a requirement for gaining clarity and calm. If you don't intentionally set down a juggling pin to rest, your exhaustion will eventually cause you to drop all of them.
That is so true. You have to prioritize.
You do.
Well, this has been such an illuminating journey today. We started by looking at that invisible, crushing weight of mental exhaustion.
Yeah, that internal overheating.
Right. And then seeing its global impact from Asia to the Caribbean, the UK to South America, Africa to North America.
We are all tripping the same circuit breaker.
We really are. And finally, embracing the ancient wisdom that rest is a vital strength, not a weakness. Guarding your peace is an active defense.
It really is a paradigm shift.
So as we wrap up, we want to address you, the listener, directly. We want to ask the questions the source poses. First, what country are you listening from right now?
We'd love to know.
We really would. And second, what specifically helps you reset when you feel mentally exhausted?
And as you think about that, I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over. We constantly talk about recharging our batteries so we can get back to being productive tomorrow.
Right. Always about the output.
Exactly. But what if the ultimate goal of resting isn't just to make us better workers? What if guarding your peace means realizing that your worth is tied to the quality of your calm, not the quantity of your output?
Your worth is tied to the quality of your calm. I absolutely love that.
It changes everything.
It really does. Well, if this deep dive encouraged you today, please share this with someone who might need a moment of peace today.
Yes, pass it along.
Until next time, we wish you clarity, hope, and the wisdom to finally close out some of those background applications. Catch you on the next deep dive.